With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is bypassing Congress and blocking billions of dollars in foreign aid already approved by lawmakers.
The president is using what's known as a pocket rescission. When a president submits a request to Congress to not spend approved funds toward the end of the fiscal year, he has told the House Speaker that he won't be spending nearly $5 billion in approved foreign aid. The president is essentially cutting the budget without going through the legislative branch. This rarely used procedure was last used by President Carter in 1977. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president has revoked Secret Service protection from former Vice President Kamala Harris.
Former vice presidents usually get federal government protection for 6 months after leaving office. Ex-presidents get protection for life. But another person familiar with the matter says then-President Joe Biden quietly signed a directive that had extended protection for Harris beyond the traditional 6 months.
Correspondent Haya Panwani says the move comes just a few weeks before the former vice president kicks off a 15-city book tour promoting a new memoir about her abbreviated, unsuccessful presidential campaign. Stories of bravery and heartache are emerging after the deadly shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic church during a mass celebrating the start of the school year. Friends say one girl was wounded while shielding her buddy as her father, the school's gym teacher, helped usher kids to safety. The aunt of a 13-year-old boy who is recovering after being shot twice says he asked a doctor to pray with him as he was rushed into surgery. The shooting Wednesday morning left two students dead and 20 people wounded, nearly all of them children. At least five children and one adult remain hospitalized. A redistricting battle for partisan advantage in Congress is spreading across states. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott today signed legislation creating a new U.S. House map that gives Republicans a chance to win as many as five more seats in next year's elections. This is SRN News. Virginia is becoming a transgender battleground. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin wants the public schools to stop letting boys use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and play on girls' sports teams. But several county systems in the predominantly liberal northern part of the state are defying the governor. However, this defiance comes against a backdrop of several scandals in which males living as females have abused or threatened girls in public school facilities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll of America's college professors and administrators finds that across the board, they overwhelmingly agree that colleges and universities should provide support for students of all religious backgrounds. The study, funded by the Templeton Religious Trust, also reveals a sharp disagreement on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. College professors in red states are far more inclined to view DEI efforts as overreach that generally do more harm than good. This is SRN News. In the world of professional sports, you don't just trade a superstar, but Jerry Jones does.
Micah Parsons is headed to the Green Bay Packers in a blockbuster NFL trade, leaving the Dallas Cowboys following a lengthy contract dispute. The Packers gave up first-round picks in 2026 and 2027, along with three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark, to get Parsons. The Packers agreed on a record-setting $188 million four-year contract that includes $136 million guaranteed. Jason Walker reporting.
The bat tossed in the air by a New Jersey little leaguer to celebrate a home run that earned him a suspension later lifted by a judge has sold for nearly $10,000 at auction. All proceeds from the sale of 12-year-old Marco Rocco's signed bat will be donated to the program he plays for. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.